The coroner said, judge not according to appearances, but judge righteous judgment. That means that pretty soon we see ourselves in all men and all men in ourselves. And we look through the condition to the thing behind it. I haven't seen a drunk now for 20 years. It's been 20 years since I've seen a drunk. And when I was in business, my plant was at 40th and Alameda. And every time I went downtown, if time permitted, I went to the head of 5th Street and drove west. It drew me like a magnet. And then every time I ever went into 5th Street, the Black Mariah was just in front of me, just behind me. And I knew that Black Mariah inside and out. I've ridden in her in chains. And all the boys on the street knew it, too. And they knew the rag pickers were sitting right there, you know, going to pick them up. And here's a little wino, you know, with his bottle in a brown paper bag, so nobody know what he's got. There's nothing that looks so much like a bottle of wine in a brown paper bag as a bottle of wine in a brown paper bag. So he sees his rag pickers coming, you know, and he tries to get in the alley, and he goes flat on his ass about, strike that. About four times, running for the alley, but he don't break that bottle. He breaks his fanny, but he don't break that bottle. And he gets into the alley, and I say, thank God, because that's me. That's me, but with the grace of God. And I go on down the street, and here's the old boy in the doorway. It's July. And he's got on two overcoats. Black one and a gray one. And there he sits in the doorway, and his bottle's right out the open. It's half full. Red eye. And he's sitting there laughing and talking with his friends and having a hell of a time. And his friends aren't there. And I can't hardly drive by him. I want to leave that car of mine right in the middle of 5th Street and go over and pick him up and set him on my lap. Because that's me, but in the grace of God. You see, I used to wear my overcoat in July. I used to meet the people, talk to them, and they talked to me, and we had a hell of a time. We went around. One of the things that made the biggest impression on my family, I think, of all the things I did, drunk. As many times we'd all be in the same living room and I'd have company and they wouldn't have any. They couldn't understand it. So we don't judge according to appearances. We look through the appearance and see God's kid right under that crud. And we share with him. We share our experience, strength, and hope one with another in love. And that's the reason our program works and nothing else does. Without the sharing, without the caring, there would be no recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, I told you a little bit ago,